Mr. Montaigne, thanks so much for joining us again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This has become sort of an annual tradition. You guys call in and we talk about this awesome, awesome, important tribute to the troops here for the National Memorial Day concert on Sunday night on the Mall. How many years is this for you now?
This is my 15th year doing it.
Oh, wow. And then has Sinise been by your side the whole time or?
No, Gary's, it was year three, and actually when I recommended that Gary come and join me, Ozzie Davis used to host the show, and who's such a wonderful human being. When he passed on and they asked me to host it, I hosted it alone 1 year, but I brought Gary in with his band as the talent. And then after that, I asked him, I said, Gary, why don't we just host this thing together? And he was, he's such a patriot and does so much for our military. In a heartbeat, he said, Joe, I'll do it as long as you want me to.
Absolutely.
So he's been doing it with me the last 12 years. But he's going to miss it this year in person only because he's having his first grandchild this very weekend. But I brought in Lawrence Fishburne, who will co-host it with me this coming year. But I'm sure Gary will be back next year.
Well, Lawrence Fishburne isn't a bad little replacement
there. No, not at all.
Man, it made sense, Sinise, with Lieutenant Dan, but everyone, Lawrence Fishburne, man, one of his first roles, maybe even his debut, was Apocalypse Now. So, I mean, he's got all the other great roles since then. But talk about how excited it's going to be to co-host with Lawrence. Have you guys been close for years?
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time. We did the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer together years ago. And then also, I have a very dear friend who's one of the Tuskegee Airmen, Colonel Friend. And so I suggested that we do a piece on the Tuskegee Airmen this year. And Lawrence actually did the movie Tuskegee Airmen. Mm-hmm. So one of the things Lawrence will do will be to introduce that segment of our show. And we're going to have a few of the remaining Tuskegee Airmen right on stage with us. And these are incredible human beings, and it's an incredible story. And so that's all. It's all good. And Lawrence has actually done the concert a couple times as an actor with us in the past. So it's all good.
That's so awesome. And in addition to that, I mean, we have a pretty big star-studded lineup. We at TOP, earlier this week, we already interviewed Ali'i Carvalho from Moana. She's doing the national anthem. We have Scotty McCreery from American Idol. We talked to Five for Fighting. That's also going to be performing All for One. Who else do we got?
Well, we've got Vanessa Williams, who's been with us before. We've got Robert Patrick from Scorpion, Ronan Tynan, the Irish tenor. We've got Mary McCormick from The West Wing, and Christopher Jackson, Broadway star from Hamilton, and is on the show Bull now. It's always such a wonderful cross section of musical talent, of acting talent. I always look forward to the Saturday dress rehearsal because it's the first time I kind of get to see everybody and hear everybody and do their thing. And it's always a surprise for me how well it all comes together. It's like making a different cake every year, but it's always, you get the best ingredients, you put it together and you get surprised by, this thing. And so it's great. I really look forward to it every year for that reason.
Well, it's hard to it's hard to mess up the cake because, man, the real reason for the season is sort of baked in the cake, if you will. I mean, talk about why coming out and supporting the troops is so important. And, I mean, that's got to be why all these stars come out, just because, I mean, there's probably fewer, more important things you could do every year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we owe so much to the sacrifices these men and women have made to the Revolutionary War. So it's the least we can do is carve out 90 minutes over the weekend and pay tribute to them.
That's so great. And we'll have, what other sort of military brass might we have? I know Colin Powell's coming.
Usually the Joint Chiefs are always represented. They're always there. Colin Powell has been with us certainly all 15 years I've been doing the show. And so the military is always well represented. And that's a given. Yeah, they'll be there in full force.
That's so awesome. What about you personally? What other projects do you have coming up in your career?
Well, I mean, I'm still doing, we'll be starting season 13 of Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm.
When I get back to California. We'll start filming that in July. I'm actually here, one of the other things I do here in D.C., I'm the national spokesman for the U.S. Army Museum, which they're building at Fort Belvoir.
Nice.
When it's completed in 2019, it'll be the largest military museum in the world. It'll be a fitting national museum for the history of the United States Army. So I'm very very proud to represent them and to be part of that. I've got a couple shows I'm involved with on the Outdoor Channel. I do a show called Gun Stories for the last 7 years where we trace historical firearms. And I also co-produce a show called Hollywood Weapons on the Outdoor Channel. So my life's been good. I got no complaints. It's all good. I'm just, glad to be who I am and live where I live.
That's awesome. Well, in closing, if our listeners are hearing maybe they've come out many years in the past and, they're wondering whether they want to go out again. Why should they come out again?
Well, I think you should come out, and if you can't come out, like I say, at least watch it on PBS, because the least I think a person can do is you've been given this 3-day holiday weekend, which is a gift. And go ahead, barbecue. Go ahead, watch the Indianapolis 500. But take 90 minutes to watch this show, because what it does is helps you understand why we have this holiday and why it's important to see the sacrifices these men and women have made throughout our history in order for us to have this weekend. And that's what this show does. I mean, this show is not always a happy show. There's going to be moments in the show that's going to make people bring tears to their eyes and move them. But that's okay. That's what I think. That's a part of it as well. So that's why it's important, I think, to if you can, take a moment and to help you understand why we have this holiday.
Honestly, it is the least we can do. And, if we're not crying, then something's wrong with us. So
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us again. We appreciate you coming on every year, and we'll see you out there Sunday.
Great. You're welcome. Thanks very much.